Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Wired Up Wrong. Hoping to better understand her own brain, award-winning comic creator Rachel Smith set out documenting her experiences and struggles with anxiety and depression through comic strips. The resulting book is both educating and entertaining, holding a mirror up to the flattering and unflattering aspects of mental health. Delighted to be joining me live on the line from somewhere in the UK, author of Wired Up Wrong, Rachel Smith. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm in Manchester, if you're wondering.
You're in which particular part? Because it's not, you know...
Oh, I'm in Altrincham.
Oh, very nice indeed, too. Right then. So tell me a little bit, because we have these books about, you know, anxiety and issues and dealing with them, but they're normally, and with the greatest respect to other authors, they're normally quite sort of serious tomes, as they should be, because it's a serious subject.
Mm.
So approaching it through the medium of comics, and let's get a few things straight here. We're not talking superhero comics, are we? We're not talking about, you know, Iron Man versus whatever. These are, explain your comic style, if you would.
So no, certainly not superhero type things. These are more kind of slice of life, I think you'd call it, sort of diary comics. So about me, about real people, and about the real problems that I face with my brain.
So what, I mean, why did you decide to put yourself out there, as it were, into and highlight what you're going through, you know, in a book, and what do you hope that people would get from it?
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, actually, kind of the, you know, you get a lot of textbooks about sort of self-help and about depression and mental illnesses. And when you do actually have, a mental illness, those kind of big walls of text can be very off-putting. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I've got the energy to read all that. So with Wired Up Wrong, I kind of talk about, my mental illness and making your way in the world with a mental illness in quite a funny and relatable way. They're just, you know, they're four panel comics mostly. They're very digestible, very relatable, and they've really spoken to people, which is really wonderful. There's some good advice in there if you are suffering with a mental health issue. There's some good advice if you know someone that's suffering with a mental health issue. I've had people come up to me and say, you know, oh, my family member or my friend has depression, and I've always found it difficult to talk to them. Your book kind of helped me broach that subject with them and talk to them, and that's really wonderful to hear.
I mean, the other thing is the fact that, just to point out at the outset, that this isn't a self-help group, because it isn't how I beat depression in You Can Too, is it?
Yes, it's very much your mileage may vary, and I do point that out at the start. I'm certainly not a doctor. I'm just sort of putting my my journey out there in the hopes that it will help other people. Because honestly, if I can learn to love myself, Giles, anyone can. And this book will hopefully help you on your way to that as well.
And I suppose if you don't suffer from any of these issues, because I mean, you know, a lot of people still get this wrong. I mean, you must be tired of people saying, oh, just pull yourself out of it, or come on, or putting on that happy face. Oh, come on, everything's going to be great. You know, listen to this happy record and being facile and thinking it's a quick fix. And as you said, Wired Up Wrong. I mean, we're all, you know, to one extent or another, we're all wired up wrong. I don't think anybody's wired up correctly. But you know, a four panel comic or a four panel page can help people perhaps understand what you're going through. There's one I've got, and you know, obviously as a presenter and sometimes, you know, journalist myself, you've got this. This is absolutely gets me, because it says you've got one looking out the window saying, "I have no idea. I'm washed up. I'm being left behind by all my peers." And then a voice comes off saying, "Hey, Rachel, you got a really nice review of your book just went online, and you get changed again. I am literally the best," and that sums up, you know, for what a lot of us feel. Yeah.
I am a self-confidence yo-yo, absolutely.
Talk me through the cast of characters, because and something just struck me. Is it quite weird to sort of represent yourself in a cartoon?
I mean, I've been doing it for a long time now, so I don't really think about it anymore. But it is odd. So I do comic conventions sometimes, and it is strange having people come up to me and say, like, oh, how's therapy going? And they know a lot about me, and I know nothing about them. So it is strange sometimes knowing that perfect strangers know quite a lot about my life. But that's just the payoff, I suppose. And I just think, you know, if my personal records can help someone in any way, then it's all worth it. But yeah, it is something I've had to get used to over the years.
The cast of characters, which is quite interesting, because I'm a cat dad. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent.
People say,
what's your cat called?
The 50 Shades, because she's grey.
Lovely.
I am known. That's how bad a cat dad I am. So you have Rufus. Tell me about Rufus.
So I think this is a common trope in kind of people that talk about mental illnesses. Having a pet can really, really help. Mm. And Rufus does help sometimes if he's in the mood. But yeah, there's nothing like having a cat on your lap to just kind of ground you and kind of calm you down a little bit. But he's also, you know, a cat, so he's very grumpy as well. I think that comes across in the book as well.
And also, you've visualized, if you like, your own struggles. And Churchill talked about a black dog, and you have a black dog.
Yes, yeah, I think it was Churchill that coined that phrase, wasn't it? So I sort of draw my depression, if you like, as this big black dog sort of shape animal thing. And I call him Barky. I called him Barky when I was quite young. And then as I got older, I knew it was a silly name, but I didn't want, it's rude to change someone's name, isn't it? So really? Barky kind of stuck. And so that's kind of a shorthand in the book to tell the reader how bad I'm feeling. So if Barky's very, very big, and sometimes he sits on top of me or stops me doing things, then my depression's quite bad and debilitating. If he's quite small, I can put him in my pocket and walk around. So, you know, it's just a way of showing that without having to start every comic going, Rachel wasn't feeling very good today. So you can just look at the size of the dog.
That's a brilliant metaphor. And also your significant other gets fit. Now, this is an interesting one, because it must be quite strange to cartoon yourself, but to cartoon, you know, Adam, your boyfriend, must be, how does he take to get it? He looks a handsome fellow, glasses and shaving stubble. I mean, I like him already.
It's funny, he's actually an ex-boyfriend now. But
oh, blimey, all, foot in mouth.
It's all there fine, it's all good, it's all good. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I think he comes across very well. He was very patient with me and very lovely about my my needs. But yeah, he was very sweet about my issues. And yeah, that's always important as well, to have either a partner or a friend or a family member who just kind of is looking out for you. And yeah, that's always... A really good thing to have around.
Or failing that,
someone just on your side.
Failing that, get a cat, basically. So
yes, absolutely.
So how do you, you know, because it's lighthearted, but it's a serious subject, and to get that balance correct must be, because again, it's your own personal, you know, you're putting your own personal stuff out there on the page, and so to make it as an impact, to make an impact, and perhaps, you know, to say to people that you're not alone. And you're not weird, and you know, we all go through periods of depression, this, you know, and mental health, like physical health, is something we need to look at. So how do you get the balance right, Rachel, when you come down to putting this down?
I mean, yeah, a lot of the comics do kind of veer into the seriousness. And yeah, some of them are a little bit heartbreaking, some of them are very poignant, and then others are quite lighthearted and kind of self-deprecating, and you know, I find it quite easy to laugh at myself a lot of the time. So I guess just having that mixture of comics in there, because it is, you know, having a mental health issue is, you know, a bit of a roller coaster, and recovery isn't linear, and one day you'll feel awful and the next day you'll be like, oh, I don't know what that was about, let's get on with work and, you know, have a nice breakfast. And you know, I guess I kind of try and get that across with the mixture of different emotions in the book.
And also you've come up with something which I think is absolutely brilliant. It is the Wheel of Feels. Tell me tell me about the Wheel of Feels. I mean, it won't be appearing as a game show any time now, but I think this is quite brilliant.
I realised that the way I react to things sometimes seems totally random. In the way that, I don't know, if you're feeling quite emotional, sometimes you'll cry at adverts and stuff like that. And you'll just be like, why on earth am I finding this so upsetting? And things like that. So I envisioned these two little men in my brain that just sort of spin a wheel to figure out how I'm going to react to something, because that's how random it feels sometimes. and like I said, you'll look back the next day and be like, why on earth did I react like that? That was so silly. These two little guys in my brain spin a wheel, and there's different emotions on each little section of the wheel, and that's how they decide how I'm going
to
act.
And that can be one of the things, kind of, because it doesn't have to be a quote-unquote a big thing that can trigger something. It could be small things, you know, dog barking or something crossed your radar, which to a lot of us could seem insignificant, but it can trigger you.
Sometimes it's the straw that broke the camel's back, isn't it? Like, oh, at least I'm home now and I can make a cup of tea, and then you realise the milk's off and it's like, oh, everything's ruined.
That's it.
I might as well go to bed for 5 hours.
How long does it take you to sort of put this together from sort of the original idea and then coming up with the panels, and getting it, you know, from conception to getting it out there in the public eye, as it were?
Quite quickly, actually. I do work quite fast. And once I get an idea, I find I do need to get it down quite quickly, because I worry that it'll, you know, fly away or change in my brain. So often I'll write things down while I'm out and about, and then when I get home I'll draw them. I draw by hand and then I colour on the computer, so it's a bit of a mixture of mediums. I can get one out in about an hour, I think.
Oh, wow. That is quite quick. Also, I mean, you did other work. I mean, you have done this thing before, but also, you know, lockdown was it must have been an interesting period for, you know, if you suffer, if you have an issue you're dealing with, and then a lockdown comes along. I mean, that must have been hard enough as it was. But you actually put out a quarantine comics as well.
Yes. So Wired at Wrong and Quarantine Comics are both been published by Icon Books, who've been really wonderful. But yeah, Quarantine Comics, I kind of started that as a way of not going insane myself, because I felt very useless when lockdown happened. I wasn't going to work anymore. So I started doing these daily comics just about what I was doing to give myself something to do, I suppose. And I started putting them on, you know, my Twitter and my Instagram and stuff, and people really related to them, and I got quite a big following for them. Very, very lucky. And then, yeah, I my agent said maybe we should think about putting these in a book, and yeah, people have really, really reacted to it really well.
The book is called Wired Up Wrong. It's by Rachel Smith, who we're talking to today. Rachel, if people want to find out more information about you or about the book, you mentioned Twitter. Can they find you on the socials? Is there a website? Where can they get hold of you?
So I've got I'm really clever in that I've made all my social media things different names. So the easiest way to do it is to go to rachelsmith.org, and that's Rachel spelled the awkward way, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, smith.org, and then you've got all my socials on there. And yeah, I put lots of comics on Twitter and Instagram all the time, so you can see my stuff there.
And, well, I mean, if anybody is struggling at the moment, I mean, I know you're not a doctor, as you said at the beginning of the interview, but what advice, or what, I mean, apart from rush ahead and get this book, obviously it'll help you, may help you smile, but, you know, what will you say to anybody who is, you know, what do you hope that people get from this book?
Just know that you're not alone. There's lots of people struggling, and there's help out there. Like, please call your doctor. And yeah, my book might help as well. Like I said, there's some good advice in there for just sort of grounding yourself and seeing the good in the world and the good in you. There is plenty of good in you. I believe that. And just keep going, because the world's better with you in it.
Absolutely brilliant. The book is called Wired Up Wrong. It's by Rachel Smith. Rachel, say hello to Rufus from me as a
colleague. Oh, Rufus is actually meowing.
Ah, there you go, you see.
He wanted to be in the interview.
He can tell my cat dadness from here, you see, even though we're in a different country. Send my regards to her. I won't meow down on my one there. That will definitely be far too much cat dad for a Wednesday. But this book is called Wired Up Wrong. It's by Rachel Smith, who I've been talking to today. Rachel and Rufus, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.